At the half-year mark, African Bank's credit impairment charge has come down by 23%. The bank has also seen an improvement in its credit loss ratio, prompting it to ease its lending criteria. This has boosted the company as gross loans and advancements grew by 11%, helping the lender to more than double its interim net profit after tax. Joining me now for greater perspective on the performance is company CEO Kennedy Bungane. Thank you so much for your time, Kennedy. Now, from the uphill battle that African Bank faced to turn the company around after being placed under curatorship in 2014, the wheels have really turned. I mean, of course, on the way, another crisis hit, that was COVID. Did you expect to return to profitability so soon after the thick of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Thank you for having us this evening. You are absolutely correct. The wheels have certainly turned. And being able to speak of a half-year increase of over 145% in our net profits is testament to the fact that the strategy that we had adopted, which we internally call Accelerate 25, is really gaining traction. This is a strategy to 7 years after curatorship, having built a strong balance sheet, well capitalized, strong liquidity, very little IT legacy systems, to really to start to look forward and say, how do we strengthen the core of this business whilst expanding it so that we build a fully fledged retail and business bank that is worthy of the tag an African bank for the people, by the people, serving the people.
All right, so one of your growth drivers for the half year was the gradual normalization of credit criteria. What were the dynamics that you had to consider there on that move?
Well, we are fresh from a COVID pandemic that confined households to their homes, limited business activity, and really starved the wheels of financial intermediation, credit and capital extension and investments generally. We were very much aware that South Africa's GDP had turned from a minus 6.4% to just over 4.6% in 2021. And it was time that we backed ourselves, we backed our customers, we backed ourselves in coming out of this tough time. In implementing our strategy, we're quite keen to invest on our sales force, invest on our IT system, on our digitization of end-to-end customer journeys, and strengthen our current capabilities, which is what has driven credit sales up. And more impressive for me has been the 76% uplift in our MyWorld transactional banking accounts, which speaks to this significant step away from just being a microlender that you are making to become a fully-fledged retail bank.
All right, and just lastly, let's look to the future, Kennedy. I mean, looking ahead, African Bank says it wants to become a compelling proposition for JSE listing. What will you be focusing on to inject confidence into the market?
Well, this half-year results give us confidence that we're making progress in implementing our strategy. The next phase of that strategy includes diversifying our customer base and our asset class into the middle of the pyramid in business banking. I look forward to us deploying our resources, carrying on the momentum of the first half, to get into a space where we can support the entrepreneurs out there, the emerging businesses out there that are underserved by the current offerings by the larger banks and by other people. This economy, as you and I know, will not get to its full potential, will not address unemployment unless SMEs and emerging businesses are well supported. African Bank wants to enter that space with meaning. And I should just take another second to say, this is a natural space for a bank that was established in 1964 by a resolution of black businessmen and women that gathered in Soweto. It is time we went back to serving those entrepreneurs and those businesses, and that is the big next step for us.
That was African Bank CEO Kennedy Bungane.